something more than a mere burst of pious feeling is necessary in this season of Advent. The true preparation for Christmas is the entire renovation of our lives, and this is the sense of the epistle. It says, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." The incarnation is not the elevation of man, but rather it is the humiliation of God. The modernists, including John Paul II, teach that it is the elevation of man, that Christ in a certain way attached himself to every human being. And by that fact, all human beings are in a way elevated and sanctified. This is not true. That's false. It is the humiliation of God, and the purpose of the humiliation of God is in order to redeem mankind, in order to shed his blood, in order to free human beings from sin. So the proper preparation for Christmas, therefore, is to set aside sin, to rid ourselves, particularly of mortal sin. For mortal sin is the obstacle to our being elevated by grace. Christ came as a victim for sin to be sacrificed, so that his blood may satisfy for our transgressions. The spiritual lesson, therefore, of Advent is the evil of mortal sin. We tend to take forgiveness and the sacrament of penance for granted, as well as grace, as if these things were in some way due to us. The very possibility of entering heaven we take for granted. But God, without any injustice, could have left us in our sins, and without any injustice can, and at times does, leave people in their mortal sins without drawing them out by means of the grace of contrition. And once left in their mortal sins, they die impenitent and they go to hell. There is no injustice on God's part if he does that. Mortal sin is the supreme injury against the all-good God. And he is insulted by mortal sin because of the fact that we take him off the throne in our hearts and replace him with a creature, and in some cases, the vilest creatures. It is a repudiation of the friendship of God. So St. Paul says, cast off the works of darkness. Cast off mortal sin. Cast off the works of darkness, those of you who do impure things. Those of you who are addicted to the filthy lusts of the flesh and who misuse what God has given for generation in the holy sacrament of matrimony for ends of your own selfishness. You cannot go to the stable on Christmas Day in the stinking garb of impurity. Cast off the works of darkness, those of you who are vengeful and vindictive. You cannot come to the crib of the Prince of Peace with hatred in your heart for those around you, for your enemies, even your friends and your relatives. You must forgive those who injure you, do good to those who do evil to you. And do not be the hypocrite on Christmas Day who says he loves God but hates his neighbor. Cast off the works of darkness, those of you who are proud and overbearing. Look at the humility of the Son of God in the stable of Bethlehem and look at him in his humility in the Blessed Sacrament. For the tabernacle is a perpetual stable of Bethlehem, and he is more humiliated in the Blessed Sacrament than he was in the stable surrounded by the animals and the shepherds. He is more helpless in the Blessed Sacrament. Look at his humility when you rebel at every insult and every unkind treatment that is given to you. Our Lord said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Cast off the works of darkness, all of you who are misers, who are excessively attached to the things of this world, who have succumbed to the materialism of our age. Look at the poverty of Jesus in Bethlehem. Look at his detachment. And ask yourself, how can you expect to gain a spiritual kingdom when you have loved corruptible matter so much in this life? Cast off the works of darkness, all of you who are gluttons and who abuse food and alcohol. When you are feeding yourselves gluttonously, could anyone tell when they look at you that you belong to a religion that aspires to the joys of the next life by the imitation of the sufferings of Christ in this life? And those of you who abuse alcohol, you are committing mortal sin when you get drunk. Do not blame it on your genes or how you were raised. You are committing sin. And you must stop, for you would not come to the crib of Christ in a drunken state. So now is the time of the mercy and the humility of God. And he invites us to his crib with his arms open to us to forgive us our sins. But this mercy and humility of God comes with a price, not for those who repent, not for those who have contrition, but it comes with a price for those who reject this great humiliation of God. And we read about it in the Gospel today, that his second coming will not be in humility and meekness and kindness, but in justice and in judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.